The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Some way out of this mess, we must take America back.
Welcome back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this 12th day of June 2013. Let me go back to the phones because I want to get into this corporation nation stuff. Who's running whom? Who's zooming whom? Kerry in Florida. Hello, Kerry.
Hello, John. I just want to challenge all the listeners. I went ahead, you know, I gave a $25 donation a couple weeks ago, and then I got to think, how about $25 a month? You know, that's not even a dollar a day. And I get so much enjoyment about for listening to smart people, specifically Michael and you, although I listen to other shows on weekend, of course. But it's
No, he's the smart feller. I'm the fart smeller.
Oh, no, I doubt it, sir. I doubt it. maybe neck and neck, but I don't know. I like you better because just the name, the National Intel Report, I think you pack a punch here, brother.
Well,
I'm calling because I've been reading on the Internet, of course. That's all I do. I don't read anything else. And, you know, I do scan the paper, mullet wrapper, we call it down here in Florida, every morning. However, I saw something today that was very interesting. It said that there's a list, that they have a list of people like me and you, and that will be disappeared whenever martial law is enacted.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think the government is that efficient. I think if we continue to type in all these keywords on the emails and just, you know, not be afraid, stand up, you know, do you think they can really get 3 or 4 million Americans in
no.
a sweep?
No, and I'll tell you what is happening right now. You're seeing the bravura. You're seeing the government huffing and puffing and, you know, there's an old Sun Tzu thing that says, when you're weak, feign strength. When you're strong, feign weakness. And that way you can draw your enemies in. You know, when I watch this little lesbian Napolitano running Homeland Security, and I see some of the statements she makes, that is nothing but a lot of hot air. And what's happening right now, because of the latest leaks that have been coming forward, they're starting to get a little nervous. Did you see the guy, what the heck was his name, that he was commenting on the NSA, and he's sitting there and he's scratching his head. I thought he was going to pull the skin right off his forehead. This guy couldn't look at anybody straight in the eye. And he's sitting there trying to do the old Texas two-step and not answer the question, supposedly under security reasons. You know, they are starting to become afraid. And what we got to do is just step up the pressure. We outnumber these clowns 1,000,000 to 1. They're planning on using the military and the police. I got news for them. Their ranks are going to be mighty, mighty thin. And the ones that are there, once they see their brothers in arms turn against them, they're going to get off that sinking ship as well. Hold on, Kerry, I got a break.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. Kerry, what part of Florida are you in?
I'm in southwestern Florida, and I called.
Well,
I think last night as well. I'm getting out of here, but
But where in Florida? Southwestern. What city?
Sarasota.
Sarasota. Okay. All right. Well, I'm on my way to Florida. I'll wave at you as I go by you.
You do that? Are you be flying?
Oh no! I'd be driving. No, because every doggone, and it's getting worse. Every damn time I go to the airport and I get these clowns poking and groping, I have a tendency to lose it.
John, I just flew Memorial Day weekend up to my new area of occupation in northeast Georgia, and I thought it was quite benign. Evidently, they don't know who I am, or they would have been squeezing my testicles.
Well,
but it was quite benign. It wasn't bad at all. I was on edge. I was ready to, you know, do what Americans are supposed to do, but it never had to come up, so that was great.
You know, I can remember back in 04, Alex Jones and I are flying up to... Yeah, I know. Don't laugh, Dan.
I love Alex Jones. He's a rabble-rouser.
I don't, Kerry. But for the sake of the story, Alex and I were flying up to the Republican National Convention up in New York City back in 04. That guy never got stopped. I always got stopped.
But at any rate, I had this guy, old guy, and he's patting me down more than I've ever been patted before. And remember, this is back 7 years ago. And he is getting real close to stuff that I'm not even comfortable unless my wife knows that she's going to do something like that, that I was rather shocked. And I must have had this look on my face, because this guy looked up at me and he says, "Smile." And I went off on him. "Smile? Smile? About what?" I said, "Look at you, you old fool, you old damn fool." I think I called him an old damn fool. I said, "Look what you're doing for a lousy job." I said, "Are you proud of yourself? Are you happy in your job? And now you're telling me I've got to be happy and put a smile on my face while you're grabbing me?" I said, "Have you..." And this is where it started to elevate. At the top of my lungs, I said to this guy, I said, "Have you lost your mind? Have you literally lost your mind that you're doing this to another fellow American and you're telling me I should be smiling?" He didn't grasp it. Kerry, he really didn't get it.
They're, you know, I understand they're hiring pretty much dimwits. Who else could don gloves and fill people up all day, you know? And I opted out of the scanner, of course, and I was very surprised. I was going to wear my come and take it T-shirt. But wife said, "No, no, no."
Hey, Kerry, listen to your wife more.
I know. I was ready, brother. I was ready.
Yeah.
But you don't think the government is organized enough to come and pick me up?
No. Look, they have got problems within their own ranks, and they aren't rank and file. They've got problems in the military. They got problems in the police. What you're seeing are the news stories about the police. Well, these are little gangstas. You know, they're not too far removed from the culturally deficient in the inner city kind of gangsta. You know, right. They're thugs. And this is what's always being portrayed as kind of a symbol of strength. And, you know, and they just don't play any games with the criminals out there. And
but John, I'm sorry to interrupt, but my concern is with the DHS. And from what I know, the DHS does not swear an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution.
I don't care if they swore allegiance to a Coke can. I don't care who the DHS is and what supposedly they represent, because this is all horse manure, Kerry. This eternal war on terrorism is all baloney BS.
But now it's a war on us.
Well, yeah, because you're saying no. You don't like to be touched in airports. You don't want to see your property stolen. You don't want to see your wealth go up in flames. You don't want to see your freedoms and liberties disappear.
Well, so you don't think the DHS thugs, double-digit IQ, no offense intended for any of the, you know, do you think? Yes, I believe if Janet tells them what to do, they'll try to do it.
The ranks will be thinned rather quickly. Let me put it to you that way.
Well, I'm a member of Oath Keepers, and we've talked before, and I do hand out pamphlets to every deputy I see stop. I'll get out of my car and run over to him. Of course, he's shocked. It's a citizen is actually talking to him, but. But yeah, I'm doing this, but I don't know. You know, DHS. You know, my sheriff is in on it here. His name is I forget his first name. His last name is Knight, sheriff of Sarasota County. He's in on it.
Yeah,
he's in on the takeover.
Yeah, well, and Kerry, I'm gonna have to let you go. But yeah, a lot of them are. Okay, a lot of them are. But Sheriff Richard Mack is finding a lot that aren't. See, a new standard has to be displayed once again, because obviously they've forgotten their oath. They are the popularly elected peace officers, the highest office in the land, by the way. Oh, did we forget that? Coming on high from Butch Napolitano, DHS, and all of that. The hell with these people. the hell with them. Do I think their ranks are going to be thinned rather quickly? Well, in the immortal words of the book by John Ross, Unintended Consequences, it's time to feed the hogs. If you don't know what that is, go look it up. For the federales that are sitting around, that are been around for a few years, they know exactly what I just said. It's time to feed the hogs. Man, we got some big feral fat ones down here in Texas. You know, when I first got down here to Texas, I was shocked about how many people were prepared. And I'm not talking about the prepper craze over 1999. Oh, the computer chips are not going to do their jobs. Oh, the traffic lights are going to quit. No, what 1999 was all about was the runs on the banks. That's why you saw the banks go in there and redo their computer systems from one end of this country to the other. They wanted to instill faith in the American people that by January, February of 1999, they pretty much were good to go. And people weren't believing them. The government was saying, no, there's not going to be that many problems. There might be a few glitches, but inconsequential. That was the first time in a long time I heard the government tell the truth. But the real truth behind that one was that they didn't want everybody running down to the bank before the clock ticked over for the new century. They didn't want you going down there and taking out your money. That would have caused a collapse of the banks in the country. Freddie in California. Hello, Fred.
How you doing, John?
Good.
Hey, I thought I'd cheer you up there on the security.
Fred, do I sound depressed today?
Well, you sound like I do, and I have to go through airport security, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, see, I haven't been inside of an airport in probably 2 years now.
I don't blame you. You know, I got to be going back to Tennessee later on in June, and I know I'm going to have to go through it. But here's a story that'll grab you. I'm up in Northern California, so I take a flight down to Ontario to get to Temecula. So I go to Temecula to see my relatives, and I also buy some ammo cans very inexpensively. So every time I go down there, I buy them. So the 50 caliber fits into the 5.56, just like a glove. It's beautiful. So
yeah, I know.
So anyway, I have all week and I'm fuming because I know what's going to happen. I got to go to Ontario to grab that flight with these ammo cans. So I'm in line and the ammo cans are going down the conveyor belt and I'm getting groped and everything else. And then the security guy comes up to me and says, I want you to take these ammo cans to this table and do not make any sudden moves. Okay, get a load of this. Now, this table is located within 15 feet of all the lines that are queued up, okay? So we're not in a separate room, and he's getting out all this stuff, and he's rubbing this cloth around the edge of the check for something, you know?
Explosives, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so I'm sitting down here, and I'm just fuming. I just got out of being groped. So then he opens it very, very gingerly, and then with that, I slapped my hand and I yelled, boom!
Oh, God, you didn't.
I did. And I'll tell you what, he jumped a mile and I was pissed. I said, what the heck are you doing opening up this can? If you think there is an explosive device in there, why are you putting all these people's lives in danger, you know?
Oh, and then you read him the Riot Act about him doing his job.
Well, you know, they took me to a side room and tried to tell me that wasn't really a nice thing to do. And I said, well, likewise.
Yeah. How does turnabout fair play? You know, it was really funny when I start seeing the signs being posted that, you know, this is not a joking manner. And to pull pranks or to make crack jokes about this. And I'm thinking to myself, where is it in the federal law? Show me that law that says I can't crack a joke or, like you did, slap your hand on a table and go, boom, to scare the hell out of him. I love it. Thanks, Fred. I appreciate that.
Yeah. ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendovite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendovite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
By the way, Carrie, thank you for the donation. And if you're feeling, how would you be feeling if you wanted to reach in your pocket and pull out some cash and give it to somebody? Huh? Charitable? That doesn't quite cover it. Patriotic. How about a patriotic charitable contribution? I like that one. Can we load up anything more in that one? A revolutionary, patriotic, and I forgot the rest of it. Yeah, okay. So did you. 23-year-old mind. No better than mine. God. What's this? Do you drink fluoridated water? Never mind. I don't want to know. At any rate, we have a woman that's sitting here with absolutely nothing to do. Julie. She'll be happy to take your phone call with a contribution. And the lady earlier donated $500 through PayPal. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. And another one, $50. I think we need about $1,950 to fill out this pledge drive and so we can get on with this thing. And this is the last. I want to make this the last pledge drive I ever do. Now that ought to get somebody patriotically excited. You know, maybe they'll do $2,000. 800-724-2719, extension 116. She has nothing to do except talk to you right now. What the founding fathers thought about corporations. in 2010, the Supreme Court case that shocked America influenced an election and reversed over 100 years of campaign finance laws. In this case, corporations were declared as people and as such declared to have the same rights as people do. It also opened the doors for corporations to pour unprecedented amounts of campaign donations into elections, and what's more, these donations can be totally secret. Corporations can now literally and legally buy elections and shape the government like never before in the nation's history. Want to know why these bills against Monsanto labeling laws are falling on their face? I just gave you the prime example. The economic world we live in today is dominated by corporations, huge corporations that boast massive profits and span continents. But corporations also wield political power and are lobbying heavy to be free from any and all government regulations that would make them responsible and liable. Republicans have been defending corporations since the late 1800s and have literally gone on a history-revising crusade to show that even the founding fathers supported corporations. But is this the case? What did the founders really think about corporations? Now, I've often read you the quote by Thomas Jefferson to his then Treasury Secretary Gallatin back in 1802. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. That's just one quote. The origin of modern corporations can be traced all the way back to the 17th century England, when QE1, not quantitative easing, Queen Elizabeth I, created the East India Trading Company. Now, at first, corporations are small, quasi-government institutions that were chartered by the Crown for specific purposes. If corporations stepped out of line, the Crown did not hesitate to revoke their charters. Corporations generated so much revenue that they even began taking on increased political power. Corporations were also organized to finance large projects such as explorations, and which leads us to the American colonies. To say that the founding fathers supported corporations is absurd. It's quite the opposite, in fact. Corporations like the East India Trading Company were despised by the founders because they were just one reason why they chose to revolt against England. Corporations represented the moneyed interests, much like they do today, and they often wielded political power, sometimes to the point of governing a colony all by themselves, like the Massachusetts Bay Company did. But there is more evidence that the revolutionary generation despised corporations. The East India Company was the largest corporation of its day, and its dominance of trade angered the colonists so much that they dumped the tea products it had on board the ship in Boston Harbor, which today is universally known as the Boston Tea Party. At the time, in Britain, large corporations funded elections generously, and its stock was owned by nearly everyone in Parliament. The founding fathers did not think much of these corporations that had great wealth and great influence in government, and that is precisely why they put restrictions upon them after the government was organized under the Constitution. Remember that outdated document? Constitution? Yeah. After the nation's founding, corporations were granted charters by the state as they are today. But unlike today, corporations were only permitted to exist 20 or 30 years and could only deal in one commodity, could not hold stock in other companies, and their property holdings were limited to what they needed to accomplish their business goals. And perhaps the most important facet of all this is that most states in the early days of the nation had laws on the books that made any political contribution by corporations a criminal offense. Now all we got is rich criminals running around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I'm telling you what.
Thank you, Candy, for the donation. And yes, I want royalties. I've patented that statement. I'm telling you what. And every time your bird says that, kick a buck. I think she already has. At any rate, when folks, when you think about this, the regulations imposed on corporations in the early days of America were a lot harsher than they are now, obviously. And in fact, the corporate entity was so restrictive that many of America's giant corporations set up their entities to avoid the corporate restrictions. Andrew Carnegie, you know, the steel magnate, there's one right there. He set it up as a limited partnership. John D. Rockefeller set up the Standard Oil Company as a trust. And they came in and busted that up into smaller companies. For those who need more evidence, and in this article it reads what I just read you about Thomas Jefferson to the Secretary of State, Albert Gallatin. Jefferson also said this in 1816. The aforementioned quote was 1802. He said, "I hope we shall crush in its birth of aristocracy, of our moneyed corporations, which dare already to challenge our government to a trial of strength and bid defiance to the laws of our country." Now, Jefferson wasn't the only founding father to make statements about corporations. John Adams also had an opinion on that one. And he said, banks have done more injury to the religion, morality, and tranquility, prosperity, and even the wealth of a nation than they can have done or ever will do good. Now, these statements make it pretty clear that corporations were not trusted. The founders knew that huge corporations only preyed upon the people. But as the founding generation began to fade away, corporations began using their power to gain political favor, and eventually that political favor would turn into political power. And corporations would take advantage of a war to do it. As the Civil War raged across the land, corporations made an effort to take advantage of that situation, selling products at high prices, especially to the government. Corporations even sold to both sides throughout the war. Basically, corporations proved that they had no allegiance to the country when great profits were at stake. Old Abe Lincoln. Springsteen, old Abe Springsteen, the first Republican to be president, also had plenty to say about corporations. Yeah, he was a lawyer, remember? The money powers prey upon the nation in times of peace and conspire against it in times of adversity. The banking powers are more despotic than the monarchy, more insolent than autocracy or autocracy, more selfish than bureaucracy. They denounce a public enemy, all who question their methods or throw light upon their crimes. I have two great enemies, the Southern Army in front of me and the bankers in the rear. Of the two, the one at my rear is my greatest foe. Yeah, we remember, Abe. And in November 21st, 1864, a letter to Colonel William F. Elkins, Lincoln wrote this: "We may congratulate ourselves that this cruel war is nearing its end. It has cost a vast amount of treasure and blood, and indeed been a trying hour for the Republic, but I see the near future a crisis approaching that unnerves me and causes me to tremble for the safety of my country. As a result of war, corporations have been enthroned in an era of corruption in high places, and that will follow. And the money power of the country will endeavor to prolong its reign by working upon the prejudices of people until all wealth is aggregated in a few hands and the republic is destroyed. I feel at this moment more anxiety for the safety of my country than ever before, even in the midst of war. God grant that my suspicion may prove groundless." Now, unfortunately, Lincoln's suspicions were anything but groundless. And there is some doubt as to if Lincoln would have survived, that Reconstruction would have taken place. But that's subject matter for another program. After the Civil War, corporations began aligning themselves with Republican politicians, who proved themselves to be up to the task of helping corporations gain more power. Corporations had free rein and total power over its workforce and could sell virtually anything they wanted, even if the product was a bad one. Corporations treated workers like slaves. Wages were extremely low. Workers received no benefits, no vacation days, no health insurance, no workers' compensation. President Grover Cleveland witnessed how corporations treated its labor force and had this to say in 1888. Now, you see, we had to come up with labor unions to combat, oh yes, and that was another evil, combating evil. He said that as we view the achievements of aggregated capital, I'll get this out, we discover the existence of trust, combinations, and monopolies. While the citizen is struggling far in the rear, or is trampled beneath an iron heel, corporations, which should be the carefully restrained creatures of law and the servants of the people, are fast becoming the people's masters. You think banks go in that area? Yeah. Corporations? What are they making? Paper. What do they call it? Money. To put it bluntly, corporations didn't care about its workers or the people that bought their products. They only ruled the game, the only rule of the game, rather, was to make as much profit as possible no matter what. As the 19th century ended and the 20th century began, corporations were getting bigger and bigger. Many began buying up smaller companies, becoming monopolies that controlled whole industries. This practice eliminated competition. As a result, prices had skyrocketed and nobody could challenge them. This was until Theodore Roosevelt became president. Theodore did not hate corporations. He simply wanted them to treat workers how they deserve to be treated and to serve the public faithfully and honestly. You see, this is what companies used to do, folks. Remember companies? Companies that your dad worked at and then you worked at, and after you retired, your kid went to work for him a while and said, I don't want to do this, Dad. I want to go to college. But we remember companies. They were rooted in cities and communities. People had an allegiance to them, but more importantly, the company had an allegiance to them because they figured out the game. To make good product, you need happy little campers. You need happy little workers that are paid well, that the company looks out after. I mean, try making a product with a defective machine. Well, you've got a pissed off worker. That's a defective machine, so to speak. That human resource, as we call it today. You know, I'm my stint with the General Motors Corporation, man. I'd seen some things. And I could not believe that the cars ran as well as they did or as looked as good as they did. Because in the manufacturing level, oh my God, you couldn't envision all these little thousands of parts going together and it even working. Roosevelt said this, "The great corporations, which we have grown to speak of rather loosely as trust, are the creatures of the state. And the state not only has the right to control them, but it is the duty bound to control them wherever the need of such control is shown." And in a State of the Union address in 1902, Roosevelt stated his intentions toward the corporations. He said, "Our aim is not to do away with corporations. On the contrary, these big aggregations are an inevitable development of modern industrialism. And the effort to destroy them would be futile unless accomplished in ways that would work the utmost mischief in the entire body politic. We can do nothing of good in the way of regulating and supervising these corporations until we fix clearly in our minds that we are not attacking the corporations, but endeavoring to do away with any evil in them. We are not hostile to them. We are merely determined that they shall be handled as to serve the public good. We draw the line against misconduct, not against wealth." Really? Does that apply to Monsanto today? I mean, poisoning people. I mean, the rest of the world is waking up, telling Monsanto, hey, the farmers that are producing the Monsanto Frankenfoods, hey, we don't want your stuff. I'm sorry for the farmers, but then again, I'm not. But as one farmer called into my show one day and said, hey, you know, they're about profit. They're not about, you know, the fingers in the earth kind of thing. You know, we all have this little vision of farmers out there that they're like Mr. Green Jeans on Captain Kangaroo, for gosh sakes. You know, it's just a good old shucks boy and, you know, stand there in bib overalls with a straw hat on that only wants the best, will only do the best. Well, and how did they get driven to go after that dollar? Well, they were put in debt. Oh, I see how that system works. Now, Roosevelt, now to this end, he fought for corporate regulation. He fought for fair wages for workers. He fought for safety in the work environment and protect consumers. And the people loved him for it. Roosevelt's policies toward corporations were immensely popular. He busted up many giant corporations that he became known as the Trust Buster. The busting up of these corporations created a lot more competition for customers and for employees, resulting in higher wages and lower prices and more jobs. And you know what? The corporate profits did just fine. Now, Roosevelt never stopped fighting for the workers and consumers even after his presidency. When he said this as the Progressive Party candidate for president in 1912, We wish to control big business so as to secure, among other things, good wages for the wage workers and reasonable prices for the consumers. Let me stop here, because fair market, free market. You got 10 people in an arena competing for the consumer's dollar. Who is going to win out? How many corporations are going to be left in a fair and even marketplace? It's the one that creates the best product at the lowest price. Right? Pretty simple. But what if you only have one corporation in there producing a product? Is he going to look at the consumer and go, well, we need not be too greedy here, and, well, we need to give them the best product that we can, and, well, we're not adverse to making a profit, but shucks, I guess we're going to have to, because we have shareholders and stockholders, and, okay, we'll make a little bit of money. Is that how that goes? Of course it doesn't. Of course it doesn't. Well, Roosevelt did win the presidency in 1912, and although he most certainly would have had have if the Republicans' ticket hadn't been split, but well, good old Woody Wilson would continue the fight for workers and consumers until he did what? Brought in the corporation, the money junkies. So, I mean, this is kind of an odd scenario because, to be honest, because of the corporations and because of the banks, we had rapid growth in this country. Once we figured out that we can manufacture stuff, holy mackerel, we convinced people that they need this product. You know, there's no end to it. Until such time as there's an end to your currency, because what that corporation's been putting out has polluted the environment, the consumer environment, to the point, well, it just doesn't work anymore. Folks, I'm old enough to remember companies, not corporations. I can remember during the 70s and the 80s starting to hear terms like hostile takeovers. If you're a company and you don't want to be taken over, how can you be taken over if you don't want to be? Oh, but see, really, they were other corporations with stockholders. And you just go in there and buy up enough shares to give you control, and, well, the rest is just history. You know, I've watched this. All my life, I've seen the corporations going absolutely crazy. And now we're at a point that it's got every politician in Washington, D.C. bought up. Every state legislature in our respective states bought off. And it's not going to stop anytime soon. It is only going to get worse. And who is feeding those corporations? Who is making that possible? Do you realize what this country would probably look like if we didn't have the money junkies? We didn't have the corporate control of our economy through that stuff that they call money? Do you think, and I joke about this, down here in Round Rock, we've got IH-35, and they've got their toll road, 45, that serves as a connector between this and that, and how to skirt around Austin traffic. But it looks like everywhere, I call it the exchange for the corporate stop. Because everywhere you look, all you see is a corporate logo. Now, that probably isn't too surprising when I tell you a bunch of car dealers run this damn city. But they're going to have a problem here pretty soon. They say that they've got it sussed. What's going to happen to Dell Corporation? This is their headquarters down here. They got building after building after building. Well, I saw the handwriting on the wall when, back when, Mike Dell stopped manufacturing anything in this country and moved it all offshore. I saw him bring in foreign workers. The American workers had to train them, and then they were promptly fired. I knew years ago where Dell stock was going to be, right in the old pooper. I knew that years ago because I saw what the man was doing with his corporation, doing what everybody else did. Nothing special about Mike Dell at all, except he's a very rich man, and we all made him that way. Where was his loyalty to the United States? Where was his loyalty to the consumer base in this country? No, his loyalty was to his company and to his shareholders to increase those profits, lower manufacturing costs, ship the stuff overseas to be manufactured, to send it back here to be bought by whom? Guy working down at McDonald's?
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution. Having problems with your mortgage? Have you heard of all the mortgage fraud? Could you be a victim? WhatLiesInYourDebt.com can help you turn harassing phone calls and letters into cold, hard cash. Discover how people just like you are making thousands of dollars holding debt collectors accountable for their misdeeds. Don't wait. Empower yourself today. Go to WhatLiesInYourDebt.com. We promise it pays to know. That's WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to find your solution.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Why didn't the founders put something in the Constitution about the corporations? They never addressed the corporations in the Constitution because it never occurred to them that corporations would be perceived as people. And why would they have? Corporations don't eat, they don't breathe, they don't vote, they don't fight battles and wars. Remember the limitations the founders placed on corporations mentioned earlier? In the Constitution, the founders speak only of the people. The founders did not limit lifetimes of people, nor did they outlaw a person's right to donate to a political campaign. They also didn't limit people to specific life goals like they did with corporations. This should make it absolutely clear that the founders never intended for corporations to be people. The decision by the clearly activist conservative majority of the court is an abomination that can never be constitutionally justified. And on it goes. Yes. And that's why my friend in Canada that called me earlier, that's why this globalism is not going to take a firm foothold for very long. They got a good run at it. But as it was suggested, the old Hegelian dialectic that, well, they create the problems and burn people out over them and then they offer solutions. No. No. Because what kind of responsible government do you have in Canada? What kind of responsible government do we have here in America? yeah, you see the point. I hold hope here, folks. I really do. And I think, as I said earlier, what's going on here is people are starting to see chinks in the heretofore perceived impenetrable armor. They're starting to see the fallacy of it. They're starting to see the weakness of it. And I think this is going to keep happening more and more. The man who claimed to leak the state secrets on the U.S. government and their eavesdropping sought to break the story through the columnist for a UK-based publication who has made no secret of his distaste for intrusion on privacy, that being Neil MacDonald. Edward Snowden, a 29-year-old, brought his information first to Glenn Greenwald of The Guardian, illustrating the passion an opinion-driven journalistic guy can bring to breaking news stories. At the same time, it raises questions about fairness. Booz Allen, by the way, a holding company, says it has fired Edward Snowden, who worked as an infrastructure analyst for the company in Hawaii. He was terminated Monday for his violation of the firm's code of ethics and firm policy. According to a statement on its website, he had been paid at a rate of $122,000 a year. The firm called Snowden's actions shocking and said he had been a Booz Allen employee for less than 3 months. The U.S. government is filing charges against Edward Snowden, CBS News reported, citing unnamed sources. Their nature and scope remain to be seen. Snowden was last reported to be in Hong Kong. And he could technically be extradited by the U.S. Well, let's have some more whistleblowers come out. Let's bury them. I think it's high time, don't you? See you back here in a few days, folks. Who's going to be subbing for me? We'll see. Now,